Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. You know, one of the things that I love about the Lord is that Jesus speaks truth. Jesus once said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He is the way in that there's no way to be right with God or to enter into His heaven without being shown the way. And the way is Jesus Himself. He is the truth in that in Him is the very essence of truth and the definition of truth. He is all truth, which, by the way, truth is always good. Just like Jesus is always good. He is the way, He is the truth. And what is the last one? He is life. Sometimes I catch myself and I say He is the light, but both would be true, wouldn't they? He is the light into our life and He gives us direction and peace, but He is life itself because someday when I die, they'll bury me, but I will not be there. I don't visit loved ones who have been buried somewhere because they're not there. I'll see them in heaven, but what I see is a patch of grass or gravel. And today I want to invite you to wrap your head around that Jesus is the way and just finish this sentence. Jesus, today, would you give me clear direction for your way for my life? And then the second part of that, Jesus, would you step into my life that I might live a truth-filled life this day, walking with you and talking with you nonstop? And Lord, would you let me see the beauty and the grandeur, just a glimpse of what heaven might be like as I live for you in this messed up, broken world that I live in. Lord, I need to see a glimpse of your life. So my friend, listen, let's take a moment and breathe and separate the pace of life from the time alone with God. Let's breathe real quick. You ready? Hold it. And one more. Hold it, and now I'll mind the time and let you have a couple of moments where you can feel the hand of God as He gives you a direction to the left, to the right, to the center. I want to let you hear His voice as He gives you clarity and peace and power, and I want to give you the opportunity, though, over the next couple of moments to hear crystal clear from the words of God Himself into your life, the right direction for your day today. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, it is good to remember that Jesus is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And today, my friend, let Him also be the light for your life, that you might follow, just like you were follow the path that is darkened in the middle of the bleakest, darkest night, and you have a flashlight that can only go 2 or 3 feet ahead of you. You follow that light, chase after the light of Christ Himself, so that you'll know the way, the truth, and the life. God bless you. I'll see you back again on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.